when I'm taking a greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Local theaters seem to be in a New York state of mind, with two very different shows set in the Big Apple, running on North Bay stages. Sixth Street Playhouse brings the somewhat ironically titled Wait Until Dark to their Monroe stage, while Left Edge Theater puts their audiences somewhere between Riverside and Crazy. Wait Until Dark playwright Frederick Knott only wrote three plays, but two of the three, the other being Dial M for Murder, have become theater standards. Film adaptations have led to increased audience familiarity with the material, robbing them of a bit of the suspense that Knott built into his scripts. Photographer Sam Hendricks, played by Steve Cannon, has unwittingly transported a child's doll full of heroin from Canada to New York and left it in the care of his sight-impaired wife Susie, convincingly played by Olivia Marie Rooney. Soon, a trio of very nefarious gentlemen, portrayed by Ezra Hernandez, Matt Whithouse, and Justin Thompson, arrive on the scene determined to get the doll surreptitiously by playing a deadly game of impersonation. Director Megan Hakes has a good cast at work here, but the show's MVP has to be lighting designer Vincent Mothersbaugh. Without giving too much away, lighting plays a big role in this play, and Mothersbaugh delivers. Wait Until Dark runs through November 10th on the Monroe stage at 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. Thursday through Saturday performances are at 7:30 p.m. There are Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For more information, go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Now, playwright Stephen Adley Gurgis's Between Riverside and Crazy won the 2015 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and a stack of theater awards. It's an odd mixture of comedy and drama that at its heart is a story of families. Father and son, son and fiancé, father figure and son, and the brotherhood of law enforcement. Retired New York City police officer Walter Pops Washington, played by Corey Jackson, is living in a rent-controlled apartment with his recently paroled son, Junior, played by Sam Adamola, his son's fiancée Lulu, played by Pilar Gonzalez, and their friend Osvaldo, an intense Jared Wright. Walter's former partner, Audrey, played by Sandra Ish, and her fiancé, Lieutenant Dave, played by Mike Schaefer, are trying to get Walter to sign off on a settlement agreement stemming from a police shooting. The powers they represent aren't above threatening Walter with the loss of his home to get his signature. Walter, who always seems pissed, gets really pissed. It's a solid production, and credit director Argo Thompson for bringing some theatrical diversity, both in casting and subject matter, to the area. Between Riverside and Crazy also runs through November 10th at the Left Edge Theater at the Luther Burbank Center for the Performing Arts in Santa Rosa. Thursday through Saturday performances are at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. For more information, go to leftedgetheater.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCV.